And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
It's the weekend exclusive version of Jalen and Jacoby. We're going to get to a bunch of the games we didn't discuss already in week five. We're going to get to something interesting I saw in the NBA preseason yesterday. But Jalen, something, I don't really watch wrestling like that. I'm not really into wrestling the same way that West Side Gun is, you know, going up to front row seats and all of that. But at AEW Rampage, they filmed it in Philadelphia yesterday. Thousands of wrestling fans started chanting, "Bleep Ben Simmons." That's where Philly is right now. Bleep Ben Simmons. So we always said that we would show up and go to training camp and you know, perhaps have a sore back or something that was nagging that just kept the money coming in, but not us on the floor. At this point, can he set foot in Philadelphia as a Sixer moving forward?
No, and that's why he decided not to go. He didn't have to miss training camp for them to say those words. All he had to do was play the way he played in the fourth quarter against the Hawks and they lose for them to say those words. He didn't even have to take all of this. And he knew how they felt, Doc felt, Embiid felt. As a matter of fact, they let us know how they felt too. He still has 4 years left on his contract, however. There will be a deal done. It's just only a matter of time. But until then, they're gonna clearly miss his value out on the floor. And it's his way of saying, since y'all better without me, and we were a number one seed going into the playoffs last year, prove it.
Well, I feel bad for him, man. He's become a sympathetic figure for me. Because every time this gets mentioned, everyone talks about the fourth quarter. And he played this many minutes and attempted this many shots and he didn't score and he gave up a layup to give it to Thybulle. Thybulle got fouled. I think he went 1-for-2 from the line. That was a point. That was a point, all right? And we're still talking about Ben Simmons, someone who I love as a basketball player. I hope that the deal gets done for everybody's sake. But I was just thinking about this, Jalen. If they're chanting that at the wrestling match, let's say he gets traded, just name a team. Let's say they swap him and Kyrie, right? Which will never happen. But when the Nets come to Philly, when he goes to Philly in a different uniform, it's going to be one of those games. You know those games. The venomous crowd games. They're not going to give him a standing ovation like Tom Brady got when he came back to New England. It's going to be quite the opposite. And that makes me feel even worse for him.
You remember, are you old enough to remember when we didn't know about terms like Zoom or pandemic, or coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Or even Karens were discovered during the pandemic, right? That term.
Of course I remember that. Of course I remember that. Were you going somewhere with that?
Yes.
Okay, we'll continue then, Mr. Rose. I love it when you do this.
Well, I called myself having a conversation with you and you weren't looking and then I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, my fault. My fault now. We're keeping this in. You see,
I think this is a partnership.
Are you old enough to remember when we didn't know terms like Zoom and Karens? Even that was discovered then. I'm old enough to remember what you said 10 seconds ago, too. And I'm old enough to remember you blaming me, talking me not looking. We've been doing this for 10 years. During the pod exclusive, you look at me like 10% of the time. 10% of the time during a pod exclusive.
Are you old enough to remember that once sports stopped and then started back,
Yes.
How there were actually fans throwing bottles at players?
And yes, of course. Yes.
On players?
Yeah. Yes. That was when fans were first let back in. Some of my
there's
hometown
like
New York Knicks fans were involved.
Like,
yeah.
Right. They're happy to be out of the cage. Like.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
I am old enough to remember that.
So in sports, a player returning to his former team, especially if it ended unceremoniously, this has been happening since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't independent or special to Ben Simmons. Shaq returned to LA. LeBron returned to Cleveland. KD returned to OKC. I could go on and on and on and on and on. You don't even really have to be a superstar player. I returned to Chicago and got booed. And I paid $10,000 and took out an ad in the paper, thanking the fans.
Well, let me say this. You're right about all of that. KD going back to OKC. There's a list of about 400 athletes long about this. But I would say in this particular case, two things are different than every single thing that you mentioned. The way that Ben Simmons is leaving is different, number one. He's not free agents deciding to go somewhere else. Okay, no, just let me finish. May I finish? And two, the Philly fans are just notoriously the most venomous, negative, hissing and booing fan base in this domestic United States. Is that not a fair thing to say?
I believe that New York East Coast fans are acknowledged for being volatile and hostile and get a lot more press for it.
New York?
Let me tell you guys
more
a secret.
More than Philly? You said New York. You mean Philly.
I said East Coast.
But you said the words New York.
This is what, huh?
You said the words New York.
I said New York.
You ain't paying no attention today.
I said New York, Philly, East Coast cities and teams, and people from those regions are naturally just a lot more aggressive, right? They're a lot more unapologetic when you're walking down the street. Either you move or they bump into you.
I think that's fair to say, sure.
I don't even like to drive in New York City at all. Right, I don't even like to drive in New York. So that does exist, right?
That's fair.
But I gotta tell you guys a secret with your East Coast bias. Cause so many times I start to look at TV and all y'all from the East Coast and y'all don't realize y'all all really kind of saying the same thing. Let me introduce y'all to the rest of the world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees and Red Sox ain't no more hostile than Giants, Dodgers.
No, but that has nothing to do with the point that I made about the Philly fans being the most venomous, mean fans in the world. So, like, first of all, Reg is talking, so Jay can't even hear what I'm saying, number one. But I'm telling you, time out, Reggie! Reggie, that's why you do it. We got someone cut Reggie's mic. And not even like actual mic that can be heard. Just cut Reggie, the wire connected to whatever Reggie speaks into. Someone take some scissors to that. Because you can't sit here. I can't believe you're disagreeing with me on this. Because you're
making a good point.
No, I made great points. I'm like, Philly fans are notoriously the meanest fans. They are, but then you turn into Yankees, Red Sox isn't different than Giants, Dodgers. You're just completely not even acknowledging what I say.
I was gonna acknowledge what you say, but not ignore that there have been recent deaths of people that were fans
of
the Giants and the Dodgers.
Okay, you're right. That's a
going
fact.
Going back and forth. I'm not saying who has the most rings. We know the Yankees got the most
what
rings.
What are we talking about now? We're having two different conversations.
Anybody that has the most rings has the most fans.
Okay,
I understand.
We're moving on.
Against Philly. I understand the throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. I understand that, you know, they'll boo you to boo any player. But what I'm trying to tell you is you're from the East Coast. And people from the East Coast overinflate this like it's not happening in other regions of the world. And I'm telling you, y'all overinflate y'all passion like it exists there more than everywhere else. And I'm just telling you, that's not necessarily true.
Now feel free to name another fan base, another city. Feel free, go ahead. I'm all ears.
What'd you say?
Feel free to name another city whose fans have a more of a reputation for being venomous. I'm listening.
Then who?
Hmm?
More venomous than who?
Philadelphia. Can we move on?
You ready for this? I got an answer. I'm going to answer you.
The one that ready
Boston
to send
Celtics
your ear?
Boston Celtics fans. Boston Celtics fans. I'm going to answer you. Boston Celtics.
Okay, good. Jalen, I was watching preseason basketball last night. Well, after the game was over, after Geno Smith threw the pick, I wanted them to throw a flag on that so bad. We didn't get to talk about it during the TV, so I wanted to throw a flag on that so bad. So anyway, I was watching preseason basketball, and man, that felt like preseason basketball. You know, like the fans, there was like fans not even watching. They weren't even cheering baskets. It just felt like super low energy and just like, you know, real like training camp feeling to it, which I guess is natural, but I can't wait for the regular season to start. But I was watching the Rockets and the Heat, and I was watching your namesake, Jalen Green, do some really impressive things. And you know, I started thinking, I wonder if there's ever going to be a moment in Jalen's life where he looks at Jalen Green and says, he could have been a Piston. I'm just curious. We don't have to have this conversation yet, but the thought went through my, it was a genuine thought through my mind. It's like, his name is Jalen. He has unique talents. I know that Cade is a molded prospect for NBA basketball, and he's extremely consistent, and he's the prototype is the right word for Cade. But Jalen Green just has a little extra specialness to him. Do you think there'll ever be a point where you say, oof, he's the one that got away?
This is what I hope it becomes. And by the way, every Jalen is fly too. You know what I mean? it seems like that comes with it. He made four threes and he got fouled on one. He was out there balling. I love watching him and Kevin Porter Jr., who resurrected his name and his game. Shout to John Lucas, the OG, who had a lot to do with nurturing the young fella. And both of those guys are gonna be special for years to come. I love Steven Silas. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna get him to come on the show. There was a time where the Lions were picking in the draft, and we were potentially gonna take Deion Sanders. And we ended up taking Barry Sanders. I was upset initially because I love primetime. Now, I watched Barry in college, and by the way, I believe he played with who was the other running back Barry played with in college?
I don't know. Have one of the producers Google it and make it sound smart when they put it in there.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. But either way, before Barry, we had an Oklahoma running back who was a legend, Hall of Famer, Billy Sims, who's sweet like chocolate. You saw him jump over the guy's back for the Oilers and kick the other guy. You know what I'm saying? Billy was out there with the Jerry Curl. You know what I mean? Got great barbecue spots in the city right now. And then we got Barry. And so I felt like I wanted Deion because he was my favorite player at the time, but Barry, both of those guys went on to be Hall of Famers. Barry was what we needed at the time. I feel like Cade is what we need at the time. All of the things that you said is why he went number one. Didn't you say prototype?
Prototype.
Didn't you say
is
consistent?
Yes.
Right. That's what you need. You have to also plug him into the other pieces that you have. And here's a guy that's got a ball this year. Killian Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the reason, in my opinion, that you can't take Jalen Green is because that makes your backcourt a lot smaller, a lot shorter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Green is going to grow into his body and be just out there like, What wiry player? Like, he reminds me of, he shoots better than him, but like, I like his wiry, I like how wiry he is and the way he like is herky. It move a little bit like Sprewell. You know, he shoot better, but he kind of move like him. I love that about his game. And then Kevin Porter, he's like a locomotive out there. And so like, I like them together. I like Cade with the young core in Detroit, Bay, Stewart, Jeremy Grant. He's gonna be a 25-point scorer this year. Veteran coach and Dwayne Casey. I think both of those teams got the right player for their situations.
Well, here's what I hope it turns into. I hope it turns into a Trae Young, Luka Doncic thing, where they kind of like got their eye on each other throughout the league over the years, you know, because you know, obviously those two were sort of traded for each other on draft night, and both of them are obviously important pieces of not just the league, but their all-star teams. And Mr. Rose, there's something else I want to talk to you about. We never really talked about this on the show. I suggested that we did, but producers kind of walked me away from it, but this is the pod, the exclusive weekend pod. We can do whatever we want. The Jaguars were on film breaking a huddle. You know, the 1-2-3 word. They did 1-2-3, grind. Everybody started laughing afterwards. Like, do you think that this video is actually gonna have like a negative effect on his handle of the locker room and the performance on the field?
Well, the performance on the field, winless. You bring him in to provide stability, leadership and development of the number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, and also get him a weapon in the first round who unfortunately got hurt in Etienne. And so now you've become a distraction for all the wrong reasons. And so therefore, once you lose that respect for those other adults that you've been preaching to the last 3 or 4 months, and they saw the strength and conditioning coach that you had to hire and fire, and you made a mockery of the preseason by bringing in Tim Tebow, people listen and pay attention to stuff like that. And since they're already bad, they're gonna make fun of him. And that's exactly what this is. 1-2-3, grind.
Grind. those jokes just fall right in your lap. You know what I mean? They just fall right in your lap, these jokes. I love them so much. And we have one thing I want to talk to you about is the Jets-Falcons game, right? Starts at 9:30. I don't think I have, you know, 15 hours of football in me with the wife away and the kids in town. I think I was going to skip this London game between the Jets and the Falcons. Two teams aren't going anywhere this year.
I'm about to give you the salient point of the NFL's relationship with playing these games abroad in Europe. You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
These games have happened 15 or 16 times. In each one of those contests, both squads had losing records.
Every single time. Why do we show? The whole idea is to showcase the league to this audience. Like, that's the whole idea. It's like, showcase the league to this audience. Instead, they get the Jaguars every year. You know, this is the Jets Falcons. You could have told me, if someone said to me, is the Jets Falcons game going to be any good before a single snap was snapped in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night, I would say, no, that's going to be terrible. Why are we doing this? Why are they doing this?
Well, when the NFL left that deal with Europe, they were wearing ski masks and gloves. Because that's the game they've been getting for 15 to 16 straight years.
Dylan, I'm curious about the Packers-Bengals game. From football interest and gambling perspective, Bengals have been looking pretty good.
So, a couple of things as it relates to betting interest. The Packers picked up Jalen Smith. He won't be playing this week. My guy Chase got me 2 touchdowns. I bet on that last week. Aaron Rodgers. What's, as you pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
What could you get for an Aaron Rodgers rushing TD?
You love these kind of bets. Why would you even do that? Like, why would you even ask that? I'm not even putting your bets in this week. You can be cut off. You know how far you have to scroll down just to find that? Plus 650. Just stop. I would never let you do that. I would never let you do that. I would lie to you and say I did it. I swear to God, I would lie to you and say I did it.
I need that. I got this gambling in my veins. I need that, dog. I need that
I'm not in New Jersey, so I can't put it in. But when I get through Jersey, I'm not putting that in. This is dumb. I'll do whatever you say, buddy. It's your money. Whatever you say.
And it's only dumb until it happens, right? And you ready for this? It's so dumb. It's going to be one person that follows me on this. I'm going to bet it every week.
Oh, no. What do you know? So how many weeks are left? There's 12 weeks left. That means there's 11 games left for them. So that's $550. You might as well donate that to Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. You might as well just do.
He gets 2 rushing touchdowns, I get $1,300.
No, that's not how that works.
Well, this weekend, if he gets 1, I'm going to get $650.
Yeah. If you bet 100, but you don't bet 100. If you get 50, you end up with 325. So $375 payout.
I probably bet 100 each week.
Let's see. Let's see if they have Aaron Rodgers 2+ touchdowns. I have to scroll up. Yep, that's plus 10,000. So if you bet 100 on that, you get $10,000.
You know what I mean?
I would love for you to do that. But if that came in, you know what's gonna happen is we're gonna talk about it in the pod, and then you're not gonna do it. It's guaranteed to happen now. It's guaranteed to happen now. He scores some rushing touchdowns from time to time. But I'm really interested in the Bengals in this one. I think the Bengals could win. I think they could win outright. And then the rest of the lineup is not great. It's really not. Saints, Washington football team, Dolphins, Bucks, Broncos, Steelers, Eagles, Panthers, Bears, Raiders. But then the night game, it's all amuse-bouche for the night game between the Bills and the Chiefs. And let me tell you something. Ever since I jumped through a table, Jay, I'm walking through the streets of New York. A lot of street vendors, they got their little setups. They're selling, fake Gucci bags or whatever, sunglasses and I Love New York t-shirts and stuff like that, and they all got folding tables. And I evaluate every folding table I pass. I pass.
You're not a table expert like I'm a statue expert.
Yeah. They have my son's soccer practice. They have to check your vaccination card or whatever before you get in. And he had a folding table there. I was like, I can go through that easy. I can go through that off the ground. And they had another one. This dude had a sunglasses. He had the metal frame table, the big boy one. I was like, I'm gonna have to jump off the roof of a car for that one. I look at the table and just think about the height at which I have to jump in order to go through it. The same way you're addicted to terrible bets with multiple touchdowns for quarterbacks that don't even run, I'm addicted to jumping through tables now. That's exactly what's happened.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, the NBA will not conduct random marijuana tests. This went a little bit under the radar. What does that tell you about the league and the way that we're headed?
It tells me that we've been talking about that for 2 seasons. It just that for whatever reason, it's at the bottom of the ticker. This started in the bubble.
It really did start in the bubble. They kind of snuck that into the bubble. They're like, oh, because of the bubble environment. Like, when? They can't even get weed in the bubble.
This would be like the third season.
You can't call the delivery guy in the bubble. They didn't set up a dispensary in the middle of Disney World. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, we're not going to test. Like, well, they can't get it. So, hey, good job, guys. Good job. I think that'll be interesting, smart.
Football, the NFL and the NBA were really the only major sports punishing its athletes for marijuana anyway. I always thought it had a racial undercurrent to it.
Jalen Allen Iverson told Taylor Ricks, friend of the show, that he's just curious why he hasn't been more of a part of the Sixers franchise based on his history with the franchise. What do you think about that?
Oh, if I was a part of the team, he would be. What ends up happening usually is when turnover happens, whether it's with the owner or the GM or the coach, you kind of just lose the stability of those relationships that you built when you were there. So it's like the work you put in still happened, but you don't necessarily have a relationship with the new regime. I'm not underestimating, their relationship. I'm just saying clearly if it was stronger, in my opinion, he'd be somebody that they had a part of their franchise, definitely. Franchise, front office, coaching staff, ambassador. He should be getting Bobby Bonilla. He should be walking to the mailbox and getting $1 million for the rest of his life for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I think there's levels to it. Like, he's not asking to be the head coach. You know what I mean? Like, he's not asking to be the general manager, the president of basketball operations, but he should have some sort of title. If Drake has a title with the Raptors, Allen Iverson should have a title with the 76ers. You know what I mean? Whether it's ambassador or special consultant or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Creative producer. Like, you can come up with a title for Allen Iverson so he has an official gig with the Sixers because of time served that he has put in with the franchise. And I think you make a really good point that the people that were there when he was there are no longer there, so they probably don't feel the same emotional connection to his contributions. We are going to hit the voicemails. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
I got two things. Can I do my voicemail real quick? This is me calling it. This
ring. Hold on. Ring. No, he's like, hit the sound effects, Reg. He said, can I do my voicemail? You got to give Reg a shout out. You know the vibes. Go ahead, Reg.
Shout out to Reg DeLedge.
Who is this?
This is Jalen calling from Detroit. What up, though? I just gotta say, thank you guys for having Conway the Machine on the program. I've been listening to Piano Love all night. Bars! Also, Jalen, I checked out your Renaissance Man this week. Last week you had 50 Cent on. This week you had Gail King on. When you gonna have Nia Long on? You had Ime Udoka on Jalen and Jacoby. They're a couple. So now I'll ask you, since they're a power couple, and this question is for Jacoby. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite dynamic duo in sports?
I love this caller. That might be my favorite caller of all time. I love this guy. He gave Reggie a shout out. He thanked us for having Conway on. He promoted your other projects off network. And then he brought up Ime Udoka. He must listen every day. You could tell this dude listens every single day. And then he clearly had the question in mind when he called. He asked me after a long pause, who my favorite dynamic duo in sports. And that is so easy, I don't even have to think about it for a second. My favorite dynamic duo in sports shared a hotel room last week in Buffalo, and that is Jalen and Jacoby. Easy. 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 Easy.
Hit the brakes. Hold on. Reg, this is a production. Did you just hear like the the celebration of Jalen and Jacoby as the greatest dynamic duo. I didn't hear no rim shots. I didn't hear no celebration.
I asked for the phone call thing. Asked for the phone. We was like,
you know what this is?
Let me tell
you
what it is. And then he plays the honky tonk music. What is Reggie?
I'm gonna tell you what it is. I know exactly what it is. This is why I always defended the late great Jam Master Jay and Spinderella. Because if we'd have said, if it would have been Jalen, Jacoby, and Reg, he would have had the streamers.
Oh, yeah. He would have had the audience claps and all the things. I mean, you called in and he didn't have the phone call ready. A no-brainer. That was a great voicemail from Jalen in Detroit. Yeah, Jalen in Detroit, please call back and give us an update on who's on the Renaissance Man next. We're going to go to a real voicemail now. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
What up, though? Jalen and Jacoby. This is Trey out of Arkansas. Shout out to Little Rock. Shout out to my boy Reg on the one and twos. I got two questions today. One for Jalen. Yo, I need some packing advice. You know, I got some trips coming up. I know, Jalen, you're an avid traveler, so how do you pack? You know, do you take two suitcases? Do you buy clothes when you get there? Do you buy, you know, your toiletries when you get there? How do you, you know, travel so much and you know, take your stuff with you wherever you go? And then two, Jacoby, question for you, piece of expert. How many days is the appropriate amount of days to, one, eat a pizza after it's been left on the counter, and two, eat a pizza after it's been in the refrigerator for a while? So how many days? Appreciate you guys. Love the show. Best pod of all time. Thank you.
Big shout out to my man from Little Rock. He asked you a great question that's never been asked of you. One of your expertise you've never spoken about on this program. You talk about how to get through airports, how to grill, how to order, how to tip, all types of sports things, relationship advice. But here's an important part of life that I have never heard you speak of. And there are very few topics in life that I've never heard you ever expound upon. So please help our man in Little Rock. Give him some packing advice.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. And I actually won, I believe, the 17 and under AAU National Championship in Arkansas. And I was sitting in the front row of the van. Shout out to Curtis Hervey, who also coached C. Webb, was there for him to get into the Hall of Fame. And I remember on the way back, I played KRS-One, Why Is That? Almost the entire time. That song had just came out. The day begins with a grin. It occurs to excuse my sin. I could walk anywhere I choose. Cause everybody, like, that song was just so smart and so biblical. And a real game changer. So shout out to Arkansas. One of the things that I do more than anything else in my life is pack and unpack. That's the essence of my life. I do that. Only thing I do more than that is breathing. Like, seriously, it's the only thing I do more than that is breathing. And so I got you. First off, taking the amount of items from your home, from your closet, from your bathroom, and taking them on a road trip, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's overrated. Right now, you're already thinking you're taking too much stuff because you are.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what I mean.
If you're going for
two nights or less, that should be a carry-on bag that you could put in the overhead.
Oh, I can go way longer than that with a carry-on bag, but continue.
Right? If you're going like 3 or 4 nights or more, that could be one big bag and one carry-on. And what you do, the key to your outfits when you're traveling, here's the key.
What's
everybody
key?
Talk about their kicks, right? The key to your outfit is your pants, your bottoms. That's the key. Because you want to get pants that you can rock with different shirts, jackets, hoodies.
Preach.
And different styles of shoes.
No one will ever be like, oh, did you wear those pants yesterday? Never happened in my entire life.
Correct. You can be on that trip for 6 days and really take 3 pairs of pants.
3?
And then you can right? You can take but how about one. This, Jacoby? But like, it's still like, you gotta have other all-purpose stuff. Like, you may wanna have a workout pair of shorts. You may wanna have a pair of swim trunks.
Can I interject? You're doing a great job. Let me interject one time. You have to make a key decision and really look yourself in the mirror and say, am I gonna work out on this trip? You know what I mean? Like, when we go into Buffalo, I didn't pack up workout gear. Yeah, I know I'm not hitting the gyms. You have to have a real conversation with yourself about that. And another key is shoes. Like, keep the shoes. Shoes take up a lot of space, but continue.
Correct. And that's where I'm going second. So your pants dictate up shirts, zip-ups, button-ups, whatever type of shirt, and they dictate down. Lace-ups, gym shoes, or whatever style of kicks you're rocking. The other thing is the shoes. And to Jacoby's point, you got to acknowledge 3 different things. When you leave your room, where is it going to be primarily? If it's going to be like at a beach or something, then of course you're going to take some slides, right? Mm. If you know you're going to go to a nice dinner or make moves and go shopping or whatever, then that's another style of kick. And then what you just said, something to sport and or to work out in. 2 different styles of shoes. 2 different styles of shoes, 1 slide, you're good. Toiletries. If you're gonna be there like 4 or more nights, only lug the things with you, in particular if they're liquid, that you can't buy from Rite Aid, CVS, or wherever when you're going. Let me repeat that. Mm. There are gonna be things you have in your cabinet, like your specialty, vitamins you may need to take, or supplements you may need to take, or like this lotion that works really good for the acne on your face, right? That's like your special things. Yeah, you're gonna bring that. But like that soap and that lotion and like all of that, like even the toothbrush and toothpaste, all you can get all of that there.
They got it all at the hotel. You can call
the front
desk.
If you're going to be at a hotel 4 or 5 nights, you're going to need to go buy some stuff anyway, like water, your little snacks, your little chips. So you go buy that when you get there. Don't be lugging all of that and spilling it on your clothes in the bag or needing an extra bag just to carry stuff that you can cop when you get to the other side.
Great advice. And another thing I do, there's a fork in the road and a flow chart. Is it a carry-on or a check? You know, and I'll do everything I can to not check a bag. I don't care if it's a week. I'll do everything I can to not check a bag. Everything I can. And one thing, I'll plan the outfits, because I've never gone on a trip and said I didn't pack enough stuff. Whatever you pack, you're packing too much. Everybody, I've never gone on a trip and be like, I don't have another shirt. Oh, you know what? I don't have enough stuff. It's just never happened in my entire life. And I want to talk to him about the pizza thing. Because you can eat pizza that's been left in the counter from last night the next morning. You can do that. You can even eat it for lunch the next day if it's just left out. But you know what? The cheese starts to get a twang. Like, it gets a little extra zesty taste to it. Like, please, Reg. No. We get to so we can't get the phone call during the phone call, but you got my least favorite when I'm talking about pizza. So I don't suggest. Okay, I'm moving on. Let's go to the next voicemail. You know what?
You need a man with sensitivity.
You know, Jalen talked about packing for 6 minutes.
Jacoby.
Dude asked me a question, and I started to talk, and then all of a sudden I get the crying baby.
You just clown me for 10 minutes. Leave that in there.
And the
blue when this happened. Leave that in there.
I sent a text and said we should probably take that out. You just haven't looked at your phone because you've been so locked in on your packing advice. So I'll say this. Just don't eat anything that's been in your fridge for 2 days. I don't care what it is. Seriously, anything that's cooked, don't leave in your fridge for more than 2 days. And I'm not eating Thanksgiving leftovers on Sunday. I don't care what you say. You know what? We appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. We always want to give you a podcast exclusive on Saturday, Sunday to get ready for football. We'll be back on Monday to break down all of the weekend actions in the NFL. And on the podcast exclusive, we'll just do a recap of Jalen's bets because he's already got a plus 10,000 bet that Aaron Rodgers is going to rush for 2 touchdowns. JRL is going to have a whole wing built on the Aaron Rodgers 2 touchdowns against the Bengals. Like a whole wing.
That's right.
The whole wing. I can't wait for Monday's pod. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
And I got to give 2 shout-outs before we get out of here. Really important. Shout to Puma. I got a chance to fly to Boston, meet Bobby, the president, almost the entire staff, and they donated $100,000 to JRLA.
Wow, that's dope.
That was so very unexpected, unanticipated, but so very much needed. So that's first and foremost. Thank you and shout to Puma and my Roc Nation family. Second, I want to give a shout out to my brother, Bomani Jones. I saw the news that he got extended to do radio from, I think, March until September with ESPN. But he's also going to be doing 6 episodes of a night show with HBO. I'm a fan of his. He's really talented. I follow him on social. We've worked together. We breaking bread together. I like him a lot. And wherever he is, he's going to find success. So I wanted to make sure I said that as well. And by the way, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people. Give people what they want.